Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, education. Lesson 1, education in the Garden of Eden. Our memory verse, behold, God is exalted by his power. Who teaches like him? Job 36, verse 22. The first school. Now that's interesting. In the Garden of Eden, who was the teacher there? The first school was there in the Garden of Eden. The first teacher, Jesus. The first pupils, Adam and Eve. Oh, and what was the textbook? Nature. And the classroom, the Garden of Eden. This was the first school on earth. Imagine being out in nature, studying the fruit trees, first, the second, the third, the fourth, and then you... And God explains to them, here inside, there's the seed. You see, this little tiny material. You put it into the earth, and then something like this coconut tree, drawn by the Austrian artist Maximilian Janča. This coconut tree will grow out of the earth. Of such a tiny little seed? Yeah. And they tried putting it into the earth, looking for it. Really? Something comes up, grows and grows and grows. What? Interesting education. Adam and Eve in the paradise in Eden. Even now, 6,000 years after Eden, I experienced the following as a teacher. In springtime, when the weather was fine, sun was shining, and yeah, after the winter, the long, cold, gray season, pupils, year by year, they ask me, oh, Mr. So-and-so, could we go out and have the lesson outside in nature? Every year, you could be sure. It wasn't necessary that you are a prophet. It was guaranteed. They will ask, can we go out? In the Middle Ages, when they built these cloisters where the monks lived, they built it in this way, square arrangement, in the middle a garden, and you could walk in the inside, in the open air, but there was a roof on it. So you were not in the rain or not in the snow, but you were in the open air. And you could walk there around. And the teachers walked with the students and taught them. And Jesus, he walked around the Lake of Galilee, and the disciples with him, teaching them by walking in nature. It's the best method. You have sun, You have air, fresh air, and you have the textbook in front of you, nature. The first class, the first pupils, the first school, the garden in Eden. Great. Intrusion. This first pair in Eden, Adam and Eve, so happy. I remember a professor saying, God created Adam and Eve, and not Adam and Steve. Man and woman, male and female. This is the heavenly order, nothing else. And everything was fine. All the fruit trees. And they had got the information by God, you can eat whatever you want to eat. One fruit better than the other. And among the hundreds of fruit trees there's only one tree in the middle of the garden. And the fruit, if you eat of this fruit, this is dangerous. Be careful. It will kill you. You will die then if you do this. Be careful. You can eat everything. Only this one tree. This is dangerous. One day, Eve walked to this very tree alone, which was the first mistake, going there alone. She was curious. Looked at the tree, looked at the fruit. It looked so delicious. Delicious it looked. And when she was standing there looking up at the tree, at the fruit, suddenly she heard a voice. Adam, he wasn't around. Jesus, he wasn't around. So who was talking to her? Ah, there's a snake. A snake that can speak? Interesting. A new discovery in this Garden of Eden? What she didn't knew that the devil was in the snake speaking to her. And then she listens to the following words. And we read it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? A question. It's just a question. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. We may. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. So this very one here. God has said, you shall not eat of it. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. You shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Oh, what an advantage, isn't it? God knows it. Therefore, he didn't tell you. He doesn't want you to be as God on the same level. You should be below his level. You understand? Therefore you should not eat of this fruit. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. Missing the message. What was going on here? What is the strategy of the devil, of our enemy? There is a loving relationship between God and Adam and Eve. And they trust God, of course. He made everything for them. He arranged his garden. He planted all the fruit trees. So he said something and then it was there. And it's the paradise. And God did everything for them. But there was this test. Only one spot is dangerous. There. Only one spot. And they were informed, there is an enemy. Be careful. This enemy tries to destroy you. Take heed. But the enemy is clever. The devil is very intelligent, much more intelligent than we are. And it is so clever. Oh, you poor couple, you're not allowed to eat of the trees, the fruits. And Eve corrects this wrong view. Of course we are allowed to, only this one. Then we will die if we eat of this tree. You will not die. Do you see the contradiction? God says you will die. You will not die. What is right and what is wrong? Whom do you trust more? But did you trust the devil more, he said, God isn't as loving as you think. He doesn't tell you everything. He wants you to think that this is dangerous, although it is not dangerous. But it is dangerous for God, because when you eat from this fruit, then you will be as God. And God doesn't want you to be on the same level. Therefore, he said, you should not eat of this tree. Do you understand? Yeah, that's the reason why he said, do not eat. It's not dangerous. You will not die. But he does not want you to be as gods. But when you eat, you will know what is good and evil. Truth and a lie is mixed. It's mixed. Some things are correct and some are wrong. And it is the mixture. In former days, when you wanted to poison a king, have you served the poison on a golden tablet or silver tablet? You served, for example, grape juice with a little bit of poison. Grape juice, of course, the king knows it. That's good. It's good for my body. So he drinks. He would not take the poison if it is isolated, single, but mixed. He will take it because he sees the mass of grape juice in a glass. And so is the devil. He serves you grape juice, but there's poison in it too. But you are not told about that. Just drink. You know this. It happened to me. It was in Tajikistan, one of the former republics of the former Soviet Union. Evangelistic tour for 14 days. Oh, it was hot. It was so hot, as if you were in an oven. Whew. Sweat over sweat. And you needed to drink, drink, drink. And I was very careful. I was told, be careful. When you drink what the people there drink, you will die. So I only bought mineral water from the shops, which was locked. And I was careful. And there I was speaking, and somebody gave me a bottle of water. Very nice. And it was the same bottle as I had bought in the shop, with a picture of Swiss mountains on it, in the middle of Asia, 7,000 miles from home. And when I saw the picture, oh, but this tasted different. It was not the same water as I was used to, but it was the same picture. And then I already discovered, it's not so good for me. And then it was a big mistake. It was the same bottle, but not the same contents. It was just a bottle from the shop, but filled with water that was not originally in there. I had problems, I can tell you. I nearly died because of this one. Once I drank. And it was enough. My whole digestive system. I do not like to be reminded for that. So is the devil. The bottle is the same, but not the contents. Regaining what was lost. Paradise. They had to leave it. Adam and Eve had to leave it. And when the flood came, God removed the Garden Eden from this planet. And it was never again placed there up to now. Regaining what was lost. How can you regain what was lost? Since 6,000 years, we have lost it. And there we are, waiting for the return of Jesus Christ, waiting for a new earth, when all the earth will be a Garden Eden. We are waiting for that. But how can we regain what was lost? What can we do? He did it. He paid for that, our Lord. He paid a high price. The price was his blood. The price was his death. In the second epistle of Peter, he writes in chapter 1, verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All things. Through what? Through the knowledge of him. Huh. It was the tree of knowledge, of knowing what is good and evil. And here, how is it regained? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. We are called to glory and virtue through knowledge of him. Who is God? He's love, Chun says in his first epistle. God is love. As simple as that. He's love. That's the shortest description. And that's the truth. And the devil? He wants your death. But he appears as the angel of light and as your best friend on earth. He appears, but it is not the truth. He is the father of lies. Now, this knowledge, how does that work? Whereby are given unto us through this knowledge exceeding great and precious promises by God, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. What? Partakers of the divine nature? Wow! That's great, isn't it? Partakers of the divine nature. Whee! I could jump to the ceiling. That by these promises, it's the knowledge of them, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now here's a secret. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And then he continues. And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness. It's like a fruit tree, like the coconut tree over there in our painting, piece of art. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. You can develop. You can grow. One fruit beside the other. It's the knowledge of whom God is. God is love. The despisers of authority. Now, in the second chapter, Peter goes on to the following. But there were false prophets also among the people. He talks about the Israelites. They experienced false prophets. And then he goes on saying, even as there shall be false teachers among you nowadays. Ah! So this continues on earth. Truth and falsity. You who shall bring in damnable heresies. Privately, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The devil is working. As he worked in paradise, he continues working. And through covetousness, that's the reason, that's the cause, shall they with fine words make merchandise of you, and make a bargain, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. They will have to pay a price for that. But in the meantime, you can be misled. If you trust the wrong persons. So it's very decisive. Whom do you trust? Compare every teaching with the Word of God. Compare it. If it is the same, otherwise it's false. And then Peter uses history of the Israelites, what is written in the Bible, and he talks about Sodom and Gomorrah and the people there. They didn't care about God, only Lot and his family, and not all of his family, they escaped. Sodom and Gomorrah were overthrown. They are down on the bottom of the Dead Sea. No more sin. He delivered just Lot, fixed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. We should leave the cities in the last days. They have become Sodom and Gomorrah and Babylon. Leave the cities, God said to Antioch. Leave the cities. This is my message for the last days. Leave the cities, otherwise you will die with the others there. In the end time, when we're not allowed to buy or sell, you need your food from your own garden. You cannot go to the supermarket. You're not allowed to buy. But you need something to eat. So therefore you need a piece of land to grow vegetables there. You need food, of course. Everybody needs food. And when you are not allowed to buy, what should you do? Therefore, leave the cities as long as it is possible. In this Corona time, it's high time to leave the cities. Otherwise, we will experience the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah. The big cities will be destroyed by fire and earthquake and so on. Summary. When we look at this piece of art here, the coconut tree, when you look at nature, you see the Creator's finger at work. Isn't it great? And even fruit there, you can eat and you get energy. So it's wonderful to look at and it's wonderful to taste it. Double effect for your eyes, it's sweet, and for your tongue as well. I studied in England for a year at Newbold College, and one Sunday morning we decided we visit London Zoo. We had two daughters, elementary school, and well, they liked animals, so we went there. And then we saw in the section of Australia koala bears. They are cute, of course. And then there was an officer there of the zoo, and I started a talk with him. As a history teacher, I'm always interested in history, so I was interested in the history of the koala bears in the zoo in London. How was the beginning with them? How did you start? British Airways, flying to Australia, taking the koala bears with them. Then they were there. And we all know they eat eucalyptus leaves, so they were taken with them. And then the bears were there, and the eucalyptus leaves were there, and they did not eat, we were told. And they didn't want to eat, and we got fresh leaves. They did not look at it. Oh, we should not have taken them to London. Maybe they did not like the climate or the atmosphere. Maybe they are sad, maybe they need psychological help, whatever. And some died. They did not eat. What can you do if someone does not eat? And then we got an expert, he said. He said, what have you given to them? Eucalyptus leaves, of course. We are not silly, aren't we? We know that. Oh, really, you know that. And did you know that there are 21 different types of eucalyptus leaves? 21 different types. Mm-hmm. And did you know that only 3 of the 21 are the food for the koala bears? And that 18 eucalyptus leaves, they will not eat at all? And do you know which 3? Of course, this. British Airways, please bring us. And they were brought with the airplane. And then, when they got the 3 type of eucalyptus leaves, they ate. I was surprised. And the officer said, we were surprised too. Then we discovered, here is something special. God made food for every creature, but very, very special. Yes. It's such a complex logistic system in nature. A supermarket for food for every creature. God made it. How great is God? How great is He? Trust Him. He is love.